And welcome to another episode of Straight Edge Gaming. I am your host, Mr. Straight Edge, and I've got a special guest here with me. Say hello.
What's up?
Not much, man. I'm sitting here honestly watching a bounty hunter that puts dog to shame.
Nice. Is that Patty Mayo?
It is.
I've not watched anything if you suggested it yet.
It throws me off because there's some episodes where, like, the vest they wear, he's got some that say sheriff. And he's got some that say bail enforcement agent, and I can't ever figure out which one he's supposed to be.
That's kind of weird.
But anyway, we're going to talk about, you know, people's favorite games or game series, and this is one that I expected more answers from, but at the same time, not many gamers left in the world, it seems.
Not ones that will admit it, either.
Not at all. What we're going to start with is Porkchop.
Very nice.
And he submitted, the first one he submitted was Destiny. I don't know if you've got any history with Destiny or not.
I do not.
See, I played the first one when it was new. And from what I remember, it is a great mix of Halo and Call of Duty.
So it's Halo.
Basically. Honestly, it's kind of like Call of Duty, but in space. Because the aiming is Call of Duty, but where it's in space, it just made me think of Halo.
Okay. So it's like Star Wars.
Kind of. and I remember there's like a story mode, I think, but it's more known for the multiplayer just like those other two games are.
One of those where you just get together with your buddies and just try to hurt each other.
Pretty much.
Those games are always fun.
I mean, if it was like mid-2000s, still, there would be so much trash talk.
Oh, yeah, and so many of us would have gotten so much trouble if we said the things some kids say now.
Oh, gosh, yeah. My job now, where I do phone work, they ask me, you know, what if somebody says this? And I tell them every time, and I think they probably think I'm joking. But I tell them, I was like, dude, I've played Xbox. I've heard worse.
Yeah, I remember the first time, like, my little brother cussed. We were playing Madden or college football. And he just said the F word, and I just turned and looked at him and said, what the crap did you just say? I was like, what did you just say?
See, with everything going on now, like me and my brothers, when we play, I'll say something, and he'll go, you know, I know where you sleep. And I said, yeah, good luck doing it from 6 feet away.
Yeah. Oh.
But the other game he submitted is one that's kind of near and dear to me, is Resident Evil.
Nice. I haven't played that in a long time.
I mean, that series is just, it's gone on way too long, but at the same time, they're sort of bringing it back.
They're going to milk every dime out of it, aren't they?
I mean, I don't know if you played 6 or not.
No.
6 was such a disaster. That was rock bottom for them. And go ahead.
Some games overdo it. They think, hey, listen, if I keep making more, people will keep buying them. Eventually, you put up a crap product, people are going to stop, and it ruins the entire franchise.
Well, what got Capcom and Resident Evil, it wasn't that they made so many. It's they went away from survival horror.
Ugh.
You could literally go back and play 6 and, you know, the one I would think was supposed to be the scary campaign was Leon's. And even it's just like, you know, I know. I could have played this and with the, you know, lights on, nothing.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot of evil, scary stuff. Just not my forte. So, I mean, I would give it a go, but I'm not doing it at night. No.
No, if I was going to tell you a scary game, I'd tell you to go play The Evil Within.
No, thanks.
Man, the first night I played that game, I called my brother up, and I was like, you know, I don't know what happened in Japan that turned this guy into such a psychopath, but it worked.
I mean, I haven't done a whole lot of scary stuff. Have you ever seen the movie Haunting in Connecticut?
Vaguely.
There's like an embalming agent doctor. Somebody was in this basement and had years passed and it was still haunting the house. Well, my college freshman dorm room, the laundry room was the exact same layout as the basement where the doctor had killed all those people.
Uh-huh.
And I was down there one day doing laundry, and this is like 11:30 at night, and I hear someone just like Zach, and I had butt dialed my dad, and I just was like backed against the wall trying to figure out who in the crap was down here. I haven't done a whole lot of scary stuff since then.
Now the last scary movie I watched, oddly enough, was See No Evil with Kane.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yes, ever since then, it's weird. I can do the games, but I can't do the movies.
Now, some of the games, I don't do jump scares. That's just not my thing. I don't do jump scares at all. Like, I can't even watch people play them.
Oh, man, I can't watch people play them, but if I'm the one in control, I've got it.
Not me. I'm the polar opposite.
Now, the other game that, you know, both Matt and another friend of mine, Adam, had mentioned was Metal Gear Solid. Now, I have no history with this game series.
I don't really. I mean, I played, like, this to sound, like, really old. I can remember, I think one of them had some version of it on the Game Boy Color. It's about the only thing, and I could be thinking of a completely opposite game, but it's just what it reminded me of, but it has been so long since I've done anything with any of that stuff. So, I mean, I'm out of the loop with that, too.
See, the only thing I know about this series is that Solid Snake is in Smash Brothers.
That's probably about what I know, too.
And I don't know how much Nintendo paid for that.
A lot.
But I feel like they overplayed, because I don't know anybody that's ever been like, you know what, I play Solid Snake and Smash.
I mean, a lot of people overpay for a lot of stuff just so they can have it in their game.
Yeah, I mean, some of those characters for Smash make total sense, like Ness from Earthbound.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Solid Snake and Sonic?
Yeah, that one doesn't make sense.
I mean, I feel like Sonic was just a jab at Sega.
Yes, has to be.
Because there's no other way around that.
No.
So we'll get to yours. And you said the NCAA football games.
Yes. That was one of the first games that we had of our PS1. We had the small round one, so we didn't have the big block.
Mm-hmm.
It was NCAA 96. This is when Nebraska was running college football with their option team. And I was unstoppable with Nebraska. But this was when you could take and make the playoffs. You could choose which teams you wanted in the playoffs. And it was like 64 teams. And I thought, we got the playoffs 5 years ago, so it was 20 years ahead of its actual game. It was ahead of college football by 20 years. And then they just kept getting better and better. And it was cool to, like, play as guys that you watched on Saturdays. And then they just abruptly stopped because they ruled that they couldn't make money off their likeness or something. The license ended. And it's like, we wanted a game for the last 6 years or so, and we're just not getting it. And it's just, they're great games because you have every college football team that's in Division I.
Mm-hmm.
And some Division I AA. But the thing is, you have over 100 teams you can choose from. You can play as mascots. Like, my brother and I have Stanford and Syracuse mascots. There's a tree and an orange. Mm-hmm. You ever watch a football game between an orange and a tree? It's hysterical.
Well,
hold on.
But those type of games are so cool to me because it's what I coach, and then it's just a relief to go and, like, wait a minute, I can just destroy someone by 100 points and not think anything about it.
Okay, and I remember growing up, like, I'm not a football person at all. I had no idea what the difference between NCAA and, you know, Madden was.
A bigger paycheck.
I just knew there was a difference.
Yeah. College to pro, but it's, in reality, it's just like a bigger paycheck for some schools.
Yeah, because, like, even growing up, was like, my sister's a UT fan.
Ugh.
Yeah. And I would ask her, I was like, why don't the Titans play the Vols?
Yeah.
And now I'm older, and I'm like, oh, because they would kill them.
Yes. I mean, I would be all for it because I'm an Alabama fan, but it's just a whole another segment.
That's a podcast for Matt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So mine, I had to save mine for last.
Oh, of course.
Mine has got to be the Borderlands series.
I think I played a little bit of Borderlands when Matt and I were in college together. He had it on his Xbox 360. And he'd go home for the weekends. I'd just chill and play video games in his room. But that was about the only time I've ever played it. And I think we have it here for – I just never have played it.
Now, do you know if you got the first one or the second one?
I have no clue. I can't. I'm looking up for the games, and it's somewhere else.
Okay, because
– it may be the first one. I don't know.
Because the first one, it's kind of a lackluster start for it. It's kind of like that Ratchet and Clank game I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get away with not playing the first one and still get the story from the rest of them. But the idea is that you're basically what's called a vault hunter, and you're just – and a vault is basically alien treasure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and, like, you keep going to all these places, and to me, the point of the game, aside from the treasure, is to be as overpowered as you can with the weapons.
Nice.
Because, I mean, you can go online and find, you know, all these builds that people have done, because it's like an FPS RPG mix.
Okay.
It's kind of like the NCAA games. There's so much replayability to these games because of all the builds you can do.
And that, to me, those type of games have a longer shelf life.
Absolutely.
They don't get just, it's just one playthrough. This is dull. I'm done with it.
Oh, yeah. And then the first game, like I played the ever-loving out of it, and I had it memorized at one point. Oh, it gets better. And then the second game came around, and it was – everything was upgraded.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, like, in the first one, if you wanted to, like, pick up ammo off the ground, you have to pick it up one at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's not that bad because it comes in, like, 30-round mags. You just have to pick each one up until you're
I was
full.
Like, one bullet at a time would be miserable.
Yeah, but then as soon as the second game came out, they fixed to where if you're close enough to it, if you need it, it just picks it up automatically.
That's awfully handy.
It is. And what gets me is with the second one there, like the first one had four characters. And when the second one released, it also had four characters. But then they announced they were going to add two more, which for the Borderlands community, that is insane. Because
I mean, I haven't, like I said, I haven't played it in, oh gosh, I don't know, it's been 6 years or more.
I mean, it's just one of those games that makes no sense that it's great.
I love those type of games, type of movies that are just one of those you look at and go, what am I doing? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, this one, you know, you can figure out what you're doing because of all the skills, but after so long you look at it and you're like, I wonder what this skill does. So you have to go respec. And all of a sudden, you know, you're faster.
I definitely need to go check it out again. Like I said, I enjoyed it when I played it when Matt had it, but I just haven't done anything with it. I need to definitely go check it out again.
Yeah, it's and like I said, you know, you could play the first one, but you can get away with the second one.
I like that. I'll have to check it out.
Just whatever you do, don't play the pre-sequel.
Gotcha. If I don't still have it, I'll definitely go to McKay's because they have everything.
Yeah, the pre-sequel, it was a great idea, but it just failed.
There's been a lot of those in gaming, too. Games that people thought were going to be absolutely phenomenal, and it's like, yeah, dud.
Well, this one, it only failed because it's not as replayable as the others, but it's still the same concept.
Yeah, like you said, replayability makes a huge difference when it comes to video games. Like, I just can't fathom, like, guys who spend, and if you're one of these, I'm sorry, they spend, like, 70 or 80 bucks on a game, beat it within 2 days, and then go return it, or go sell it. I'm like, why?
No, I used to be sort of like that, but now I'm at that point where I won't take a game to, like, GameStop and trade it or whatever, and for months.
Yeah, I mean, Matt used to go, I remember he was in college. They'd go wait at, like, a game release at, like, midnight. And I'm just like, what's the purpose of this? Like, I couldn't fathom why they would do that. I'm like, it's going to be on the shelf the next day.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're getting no benefit playing it 8 hours earlier than someone else.
See, I've gotten to that point because of that. I don't watch game trailers. I don't go to releases. I don't even pre-order games.
Nice. Yeah, my brother pre-ordered one of the wrestling games, and, like, we got it, and it was like, oh, this is cool. And then it was like 2 weeks later, we're like, okay, what else we got?
And I got to tell you, the last game I pre-ordered was Rock Band 4.
Oh, wow.
And that was because it's like, okay, it's been years since the last one. I'm sure this will be the final game, and it's going to sell.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I mean, that was a series of games, too, that was such a niche market that it worked.
Yeah, and that's one of my plans later on for a podcast is, like, Guitar Hero versus Rock Band.
Ooh, that'd be very good. I've played both, and I preferred Rock Band because I can't play the guitar worth crap.
Oh, so you're a drummer.
Yeah, I can do the drum all day.
See, I used to be such a drummer, and then it just stopped for me for whatever reason.
Yeah, that'd be a good podcast would just be discussing that.
See, I started to say we're going to do, you know, Xbox versus PlayStation.
Xbox versus PlayStation. You're going to get both sides, say the other one sucks.
Yeah.
Now, I've played both of them. I think they're both pretty good. But I have an Xbox. And so, I mean, I like it because to me it's just easier. I like the controller and everything. But I've played both. I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, and it's the same with me, because, like, the only reason I have an Xbox is because my brothers have an Xbox. Yeah. And it's just easier, like, that way.
Like, I had a 360, and I had an Xbox, I took it to college, the first one. And then I got a 360 when I got out of grad school, and it finally died, and my brother got me a new one for Christmas this year. And then about 3 months later, a guy in our church was moving, and he had his 360 and Kinect and controllers and games for sale, and I paid about $35 for all of it. So now I have one sitting on the shelf.
Oh, man, that was a steal, too.
Yeah, he goes, do you want one of these? I said, yeah, sure, why not? I have two of them now. Like, I still have my old one, too. It's sitting on the shelf, too. Like, I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, there you go. But I mean
like, I'm only one person.
I mean, with this, the whole what's your favorite game, I expected answers like Mario, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Like, I even expected, like, Skyrim from someone.
Mm-hmm. Didn't hit it, did you?
No.
And a lot of those things, I think the guys who grew up with Mario are at that age now where they're not going to admit that they played it.
And that's weird, because I love it.
And the same thing with Pokemon. Like, I still play Pokemon Go on my phone. But we grew up in it, and a lot of people now, they're like, it's not a cool thing anymore, so they won't admit that they play it. But it's just one of those things, like, a lot of people won't admit they watch wrestling now because people think wrestling is stupid and that it's so fake. Yeah, but it's such a, like, a hidden society that watches it.
Yeah.
I think you have those people, like, I know people still play Mario and all that stuff, but they're afraid to admit it because of what people will think of them.
Oh, yeah, and then I think the best thing, like, with the Pokemon one is where it's on Switch now.
Yep.
Had you told little kid me that one day you're going to be able to play Pokemon on a TV,
I'd have flipped. Great. Yeah, the same thing. If you told me I was going to play Pokemon on my phone, holy moly, I'd have looked at you like you were stupid. Because I can remember when the time there wasn't cell phones, or it was so cool when my grandfather had a phone in his car, or a CB radio was the coolest thing. I'm like, and now it's just like, okay, it's there. Like, I have a computer, a phone, a Game Boy, everything in my hand at one time. And I don't have to wait till I find a stoplight to play it on.
No. But it's just, this is another one of those that's insane, like, what people's favorite games are and why.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there's someone that's, when Cyberpunk 77 comes out, that's instantly going to be their favorite.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of people, unfortunately, that are toxic like that. They'll pick up the hot new game. That's my favorite thing of all time. Eh, well, it might be the coolest thing now.
Exactly.
It's a lot like we talked about last night with wrestling. They booked the greatest wrestling match ever last night. It wasn't even the greatest match the week. But for them, it was the hottest new thing ever. But just same aspect.
Yeah, it's... And eventually, we're going to have to cover the wrestling games because there's too many of them.
Yeah, and there's I love the ones on the N64 too. Those are pretty cool, especially the WCW games.
Yeah, I just remember thinking watching Backlash last night, they were advertising that Battlegrounds game.
Oh yeah, it just looks bad.
I said to myself, I said, yeah, it works so well as a pay per view.
Yeah,
why not make it a game?
The game looks terrible. It really does. I mean, there's a reason they're not coming out with a new, like, 2K game this year, because the last one was such a glitchy, awful thing.
See, I wish they wouldn't come out with them every year. I wish they would do, I think Madden did this, where they would, like, update the rosters.
Yes. Do you remember, I think it's Legends of Wrestling, and that game is trash, because it was supposed to be, like, modern stars versus old guys, and you could dream matches, and it was the worst crap I've ever played.
I remember it, but I never played it.
It was so bad. So, so bad.
But yeah, like, unless you have any final thoughts or anything, I think that's going to wrap it up.
Nah, like I said earlier, I think a lot of people are afraid to admit they're still gaming. Depends on their age. A lot of people our age won't admit they still game. But at the same time, they all have favorite series, favorite games, something like that.
Oh, yeah, and then... Now that I think about it, I got to tell you this story. When the last midnight release I remember going to was Halo Reach, and that was 2010? Sorry, I had to look over, because the release I went to, the GameStop gave me like one of the posters, and I've got it hanging up, so I had to look over to see what year it was.
That's awesome.
But I remember, like, I went by there, like, middle of the day just to see how big the line was because, you know, Halo.
Yeah.
And there wasn't nobody there yet. And I was like, oh, okay. Everybody's going to be like me and wait, you know, like an hour beforehand. So I stopped and I went in there just to, like, kill time. And there's a dude in there in a lawn chair. And I was talking.
Wow.
It gets way better. And I was talking to, like, one of the store workers. And he goes, yeah, that guy's been here since we opened.
Good Lord.
I looked over and I said, damn, what'd you have to not do today?
Yeah. I could never just sit there and wait for a game to release. I'm like, it's going to be on the shelf the next day. And like the mystique of it will be worn off by tomorrow. I'll just come pick it up then. Thanks. So.
Yeah, but, and I mean, that was when, you know, the midnight release was actually like a cool little event.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they throw a party or something.
I can remember Matt going to a lot of them. We were in college, and I just like you. I think I told him once. I said, "You're just stupid." I said, "There's no point of this."
But yeah, I'm glad they don't do that anymore. And if they do, they're really overdoing it.
Yes, I don't think the GameStop down here does. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time I heard of a release like that.
No. Not at all. But if it's anything like normal GameStop, they'll offer you pizza and give you a Lunchable.
Basically.
It's about all they value that pizza at.
And it's not even good pizza, it's Domino's.
Yeah, that's terrible pizza.
Alright, well, I think that wraps it up, unless you got another thing you want to cover?
Nope, I'm good.
Alright, man, well, I appreciate you being on the show again.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll catch you, man.
All righty. Peace.